It's Wednesday, August the 20th, and I am Leonard Vitbien with your news at 7 a.m. The Parliamentary Standing Committee on Economy and Industry, Public Administration and Planning is hosting a stakeholder consultation in Swakopmund, where the National Planning Commission detailed development priorities under the 6th National Development Plan. Executive Director at NPC, Iben Nashandi.
We really need to create values, and value creation is about bringing about new areas of revenue generation. Either through manufacturing, through agriculture, reliance on traditional sources is waiting out. We have large deposits of uranium. What is currently happening? We just mine, we ship, no value. Because there's no value, it means that we are not getting the full potential of the benefit that we need to get. And therefore, one of the key under that pillar one is to say, let us start investing in nuclear industry. Let's put up a plant, no matter how expensive it might be. Those are the new sources that we need to start developing.
Governor Dorothy Kavula of Zambezi invites citizens to the 35th Heroes Day event at Katima Mulilo Sports Stadium on August 26. Next week's occasion, themed Built on Bravery, Bound for a Prosperous Future, commemorates those who fought for independence.
The preparation is just going very well. We have committees in place. We are even joined by the National Preparatory Committee together with the Regional Committee and the subcommittees. We have also the police officials. Army, they are here. We have got our own children helping us here and there in terms of manpower. So the preparation is going very well. I would like to invite all Namibians from all corners of our country to come to Zambezi region.
Mary Shimi, the chairperson of the Central Procurement Board, has voiced concerns over persistent challenges affecting public projects. She cautioned that inefficiencies are undermining service delivery and leading to a waste of public resources. Herta Ekanjo reports for News on One.
Speaking at a stakeholder engagement on Tuesday in Windhoek, Shimi noted that too many government-funded projects continue to face delays, cost overruns, and quality issues.
Few of our projects are completed on time. Many projects exceed budget. Quality is a concern on some of our projects. Let's not talk about the laborers that we employ to work on this project. Security guards are often not paid in line with wage orders.
At least 25 people have been rescued while 25 others remain missing 2 days after a boat carrying around 50 passengers capsized in Nigeria's northwestern Sokoto state. Emergency services reported on Tuesday as per Reuters. The vessel transporting women, children and motorcycles to Koronyo Market overturned on Sunday and no bodies have been recovered, according to the National Emergency Management Agency. To the U.S., where the Trump administration is considering the Hungarian capital Budapest as the location for a summit between U.S. President Donald Trump, Russia's Vladimir Putin, and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky. It comes as the White House weighs offering U.S. air support as part of security guarantees for Ukraine to help end the conflict. In Washington, our correspondent is Nick Harper.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is an ally of Putin and on very friendly terms with President Trump. The French President Emmanuel Macron had suggested Geneva, but Putin has reportedly told Trump he'd rather hold the summit in Moscow. President Trump is ruling out U.S. boots on the ground in Ukraine to help safeguard its future, but says he would offer pilots and warplanes for air support. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt confirmed the administration's national security team is now working on a framework of options for possible security guarantees. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.